Enterprise Risk Management, ERM, A Framework for Implementation. By S.M.T. Umashankar. Former Ed RBI. Abstract. Enterprise Risk Management, ERM, in India is not governed by a single standalone statute, however, it is deeply embedded within the corporate governance architecture prescribed under the Companies Act, 2013 and the Regulatory Framework of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, particularly through the SEBI, Listing Obligations and Disclosure Requirements, Regulations, 2015 for listed entities. These provisions collectively mandate boards and senior management to establish robust systems for identifying, assessing, and mitigating risks. Risk management as a formal discipline originated in financial institutions during the 1970s, primarily as a defensive mechanism against core business failures. Over time, as organizational structures expanded and business environments became increasingly complex, the scope of risk management evolved beyond core operations to encompass enterprise-wide exposures. Today, risk extends across people, processes, physical assets, information systems, data, and third-party dependencies. While most organizations have some form of risk management practices, these are often fragmented, informal, and uncoordinated. They tend to focus disproportionately on operational or compliance risks and fail to address strategic and emerging risks that are critical to long-term success. Consequently, they fall short of constituting a comprehensive ERM framework as articulated by the Committee of Sponsoring Organizations of the Treadway Commission, COSO. COSO defines ERM as a process affected by an entity's board, management, and personnel, applied in strategy setting and across the enterprise, designed to identify potential events that may affect the entity and manage risk within its risk appetite, thereby providing reasonable assurance regarding the achievement of objectives. ERM thus represents an integrated, organization-wide approach that aligns risk management with strategy, governance, and performance. Enterprise Risk Management, ERM, A Framework for Implementation. Risk management as a distinct, identifiable function emerged in financial institutions in the early 1970s as a defense against failures. Failures were initially envisaged only in the core activities of the company. As a consequence, risk was recognized, but efforts to address it were limited to central activities. Over time, expansion of institutional activities, as well as failures in other areas, forced organizations to pay attention to risks that were hitherto outside their scope. Over time, risk management has become enterprise-wide, and the risk universe now includes people, physical assets, information, data, and outsourcing arrangements. Any entity that is currently operational has some form of risk management practices in place. However, these are often ad hoc, informal, and uncoordinated. They are typically focused on operational or compliance-related risks and fail to systematically address strategic and emerging risks, which are most likely to affect an organization's long-term success. ERM, therefore, covers a wide spectrum of risks ranging from financial and operational to governance and strategic risks, each encompassing a broad canvas of risk drivers. The identification, measurement, and mitigation of these risks require a deep understanding of the organization, its regulatory environment, and both internal and external factors affecting its functioning. While these risks may appear distinct, risk governance cannot afford a siloed approach, as risks are often interrelated and cascading in nature. What ERM means. ERM is not a function or a department. It is the culture, capabilities, and practices that organizations integrate with strategy setting and apply in executing that strategy, with the purpose of managing risk in creating, preserving, and realizing value. ERM is more than a risk listing. It goes beyond maintaining an inventory of risks and includes practices that management implements to actively manage those risks. ERM addresses more than internal control. It encompasses strategy setting, governance, stakeholder communication, and performance measurement. Its principles apply across all levels and functions of an organization. ERM is not a checklist. It is a set of guiding principles upon which processes are built and continuously improved through monitoring and learning. ERM can be applied to organizations of any size. Wherever there are objectives, decisions, and uncertainties, ERM has relevance. Beginning ERM implementation, where to start? The identification of critical and key risks is the first step in ERM implementation. This is typically achieved through the development of a risk register across business units, which is then consolidated into a risk heat map. All events and incidents that have the potential to disrupt operations or cause losses must be captured. Risks are categorized as critical, high, medium, or low, based on their probability and impact, and plotted on a color-coded heat map. Based on this, priorities are established, and mitigation strategies are developed. While each organization faces unique risks depending on its environment, certain universal principles are essential for successful ERM implementation. Support from the top, board and senior management commitment is critical to ensure appropriate focus, resources, and organizational alignment. Incremental implementation, a phased approach allows for early wins, continuous learning, and course correction. Avoiding overcrowding, the number of key risks identified should remain manageable to ensure effective monitoring and action. Leveraging existing resources, excessive reliance on external specialists can be costly and unsustainable. Integration with business strategy, ERM must be embedded into strategic planning and decision-making processes. Next steps. A clearly articulated vision and mission provide the foundation for risk assessment, as they reflect organizational culture, ethical values, and risk appetite. Strategy formulation must align with business objectives, distinguishing mission-critical goals from non-critical ones. Periodic reviews and updates should be presented to the board, covering emerging risks, regulatory developments, and best practices. Leadership must be assigned to drive ERM initiatives, supported by a cross-functional working group. Strategic risk. Traditional risk management frameworks often emphasize operational and compliance risks, with limited focus on strategic risks. Strategic risk refers to uncertainties that affect an organization's ability to achieve its objectives and typically arises from external factors. Key sources of strategic risk include regulatory changes. Policy shifts can significantly alter business viability. Disruptions. Events such as pandemics or geopolitical conflicts can reshape industries. Technological innovation, failure to adapt to technological change can render business models obsolete. Changing customer preferences, evolving consumer behavior requires continuous adaptation. Reputational risk, often a consequence of failures in other risk areas, requiring proactive management. Framework for strategic risk management. Understanding the current position of the organization. Aligning strategy with long-term objectives. Defining key performance indicators, KPIs. Identifying and prioritizing risks. Using heat maps and key risk indicators, CRIS. Continuous monitoring, review, and improvement. Role of the board. The board is responsible for overseeing risks that may materially impact the organization's strategy and objectives. It must challenge management assumptions and evaluate alternative scenarios. Key responsibilities include reviewing risk dashboards and identifying gaps, evaluating adequacy and scalability of controls, ensuring timely identification of emerging risks, encouraging continuous learning and upskilling. In many organizations, risk oversight is handled by the audit committee. However, given the forward-looking nature of risk management compared to the retrospective nature of audits, it is often advisable to either dedicate separate meetings for risk or constitute a risk management committee. Conclusion. Enterprise risk management is no longer a peripheral or compliance-driven exercise, it is a strategic necessity in an increasingly volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous business environment. Organizations today face rapid technological disruption, evolving regulatory expectations, geopolitical uncertainties, and shifting stakeholder demands, making structured risk management indispensable. An effective ERM framework enables organizations to transition from reactive risk mitigation to proactive risk intelligence. It enhances decision-making, strengthens resilience, and aligns risk appetite with strategic objectives. However, successful implementation requires strong leadership, integration with strategy, clear accountability, and continuous monitoring. Boards play a critical role in this transformation by ensuring robust risk governance, challenging assumptions, and fostering a culture of risk awareness. Regulatory frameworks in India have further reinforced this responsibility. Ultimately, ERM is a dynamic and evolving discipline. Organizations that embed ERM into their core management processes are better positioned to navigate uncertainties, capitalize on opportunities, and achieve sustainable growth.